We were somewhat surprised that half of motorists weren't familiar with emergency refuge areas on smart motorways. But also, there is an issue in that lots of people won't live near these motorways, so they won't have had a direct experience of them. But of course, if you do drive on one, you should be very aware of the blue signs which say emergency refuge areas for emergency use only. And there was a relatively good understanding from people when they should use and when they shouldn't. Most people seem to understand they could be used in a breakdown situation or after an accident. But worryingly, 4 in 10 people thought they were it was appropriate to use them to take for medical reasons such as taking medication. And perhaps even more worryingly, 27% thought they could actually stop and be sick in one of these areas when really that is not the case. A smart motorway is a new type of motorway where you either have the hard shoulder used for running traffic at busy times of the day, i.e. in the rush hour, or it can also be used as the all-lane running format where there is no hard shoulder at all. And so what you have instead of the hard shoulder is an emergency refuge area, which is kind of like a what looks like a lay-by, but it is only for emergency use only. And they're spaced up to 2.5 kilometres apart. Now, the RAC has a bit of an issue with this. We don't actually like the all lanes running format as much as we do the dynamic hard shoulder, which is where it's used at busy times, because the hard shoulder is still there for emergency use. Moves are afoot to actually make them the emergency refuge areas more apparent that they are for emergency use only. I think there's been some issues with foreign drivers mistaking them for lay-bys. And I think they're going to change very shortly. I think that will be much, much clearer to people that they are purely for emergency use only. And we're working very closely with Highways England on that. In fact, we've been working with them to test that, make sure that all vehicles, of all shapes and sizes of vehicles, can actually be recovered from emergency refuge areas. The advice is to be very aware when you use a smart motorway, be very careful of the variable speed limits which operate on them. Obviously, these are related to speed cameras, and lots of people do get caught via them. So, also be very careful of the red X, which is used to close a lane on a smart motorway, and make sure you only use an emergency refuge area in a breakdown or accident situation.